The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote on whether to release key parts of its investigation into CIA interrogation tactics. Now, a vote to publish the materials could worsen relations between the panel and the agency, perhaps force President Obama to intervene. For more on the issue, we turn to Jeremy Herb. He is a staff writer at The Hill newspaper, and he joins us now. Hi, Jeremy.
How's it going?
So, first of all, tell us about the vote. When is it happening, and what exactly is it over?
The vote is expected to happen this week in the Senate Intelligence Committee, which will be a closed-door vote over whether to release the committee's 400-page summary and the recommendations of the, what is it, overall 6,300-page report. If the committee votes to release the report, as it is expected to do, probably on a party-line vote, then the process would be started where the CIA and the committee would go through line by line and determine what can be declassified and what would be redacted.
Now, is this somehow tied into congressional ire over the fact that some congressional staff members were allegedly spied on by the CIA as they were using CIA computers? Is this tied in?
Oh, yeah. You know, this is all very, it's all connected, and that, and the allegations of the spying go back to this report. So the Senate Intelligence Committee says, or at least the Democrats on the committee, say that the CIA spied on their computers because they learned that the Senate had obtained an internal review, which Senate Democrats say corroborates their report and contradicts some of the public statements that the CIA had made. CIA said that the committee wasn't supposed to have this report, and so that was why they did a search of the computers to see how it was obtained. So it's, you know, this report, you know, has been worked on by the Senate Intelligence Committee since 2009, and it's, the tensions have always been there, but the allegations of spying really have inflamed them. And I think, you know, if they have to start working to declassify this, that could become even worse.
And why do you think they're doing it now? Is it because the Senate Intelligence Committee leaders and the CIA are at odds?
Well, the Democrats on the committee have tried to get this report, or at least the summary of the report, released since it was, the draft, initial draft had been completed in December 2012. You know, this report has been controversial since then. The committee voted where all but one Republican on the committee voted against the findings of the report itself. And Republican staffers didn't even help with the completion of this report. It has been a Democratic effort. You know, this is a report about the, keep in mind, the Bush era interrogation techniques like waterboarding, you know, that, you know, were condemned by people like President Obama when he was running in 2008. And so it's been a very, you know, political and controversial issue. And even though it is the president's CIA, they have said that the Senate report misses key facts about what actually went on.
Sounds like they should have given it to Edward Snowden. It would be long out by now, I guess, but they didn't. So, I mean, is this just vindictiveness, or is there some national security interest served by releasing a report on events 10 years ago?
Well, you know, it's a fair question. You know, Democrats who want to release say that we need to know, the American public deserves to know the full extent of what happened, you know, at places like the black sites that were set up after September 11th, you know, and what interrogation went on. And the CIA has said, you know, Director Brennan has said that, you know, that they will work with the committee to release the report, but they don't want, they need a fair, it needs to be a fair and balanced, I think is the words he's used, account of the history. And yes, you know, obviously this is, this did happen a while ago, and President Obama, one of the first things he did was end the interrogation program. But it, you know, I think those, it certainly is still, you know, it's still a very charged issue for all the people involved.
We're speaking with Jeremy Herb. He's a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. And since you cover the Senate Intelligence Committee, you're up there on The Hill. Just describe relations between the members of the committee and the CIA. What's it like right now?
Well, I think it's one of the most tense moments between the committee and the CIA, if not the most tense ever moment since the committees were set up several decades ago. You know, Senator Feinstein made what really was an extraordinary speech from the Senate floor earlier this month, where she accused the CIA of violating the separation of powers and the Constitution and potentially breaking the law. It's important to keep in mind here that both sides have accused the other of breaking the law, which is obviously a serious charge. The Justice Department has been referred the accusations from both sides, and it isn't clear if they're investigating. But we're talking about potentially criminal charges here, and so it's, you know, they say they're going to keep doing their job, and you know, the oversight will keep happening, but things are very, very tense.
So it sounds like the Republicans might want to try to delay any release of this until after the elections in the fall. Is that something you see developing?
Well, I think the Republicans are going to vote against against releasing this report. In 2012, when they had their vote on the report itself, when this draft was completed, all but Republicans besides Olympia Snowe voted against it, and she's no longer in the Senate. So I think you're going to see a party line vote here. After that, it's in the hands of the committee, the CIA, and really ultimately the president to determine how it gets declassified and when it gets declassified and what is declassified. So, you know, I think they will object, but I don't know how much they'll be able to actually impact the outcome.
And with regards to the Republicans, it's clear why perhaps they don't want a report about the Bush administration's policies to be out. But how would you characterize their attitude now towards today's CIA, given the monitoring and the allegations between the two parties?
You know, it's interesting because on the Intelligence Committee, Republicans have been fairly quiet about what's gone on. Senator Saxby Chambliss went to the floor a couple days after Senator Feinstein made her statement and basically said, we don't have all the facts yet. I don't want to make any judgments. And he said, we need to learn more. The political side of things, you know, the political committees, on the other hand, have used this as another incident to show, over-aggressive executive branch actions, kind of tying it. I've seen it tied to Fast and Furious. I think it's been tied to the IRS the IRS targeting of political groups. So I think it depends what you're talking about when you say Republicans.
And don't forget sunspots. So my question then would be, is any of this spilling over into the budget debates that are happening now, the budget hearings, with respect to the intelligence community?
I haven't seen that directly yet. It's interesting that their NSA bill is going to be coming down the pipeline, and there's still that debate over how to reform the NSA. And as far as I can tell, Senator Feinstein is not letting one issue affect the other. I don't think she's about to change her position on how the NSA should be reformed. She's one of the biggest defenders of the NSA surveillance programs because of this spat with the CIA. I don't know if it's going to color other people's opinions as Congress votes. We have a bill coming out today from the House Intelligence Committee Chairman and Ranking Member to make reforms. So I think that is still happening. Whether the CIA thing affects it or not, I think still remains to be seen.
And with regards to what's happening between the CIA and the Intelligence Committee, have staffers on either side be penalized at all?
No, they haven't. The CIA, the former acting attorney general before the CIA general counsel was appointed, had referred criminal charges to the Justice Department for investigation of Democratic Senate staffers for taking this internal review out of a secure facility that had been set up in Northern Virginia for the committee to review the documents. That document was then brought back to the Senate Intelligence Committee's secure headquarters on the Hill. Nothing has happened yet to suggest the Justice Department is investigating this, and the committee chairman has defended her staffers and said they've done nothing wrong. So we haven't seen any sort of direct backlash. I think staffers are a little concerned that they are the ones being targeted here, when they were doing what they were being told to do by, their bosses.
And on the flip side, no one in particular on the CIA, to your knowledge, has been singled out for participating in this.
That's right. The acting general counsel, the former acting general counsel, was referred to by Senator Feinstein in her speech, and she mentioned that he was the one who had referred these charges, and he is mentioned many times in their report, kind of drawing a connection that he shouldn't be involved. But other than that, nothing directly that we know so far.
And just to make sure we're absolutely clear, this is going to be a Senate vote, or does the House and the Senate both have to vote to release this report?
This is only the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's not a full Senate vote.
So this is a procedural thing and not really a legal law matter. They're not passing a bill here.
Yes, because I think the reason is that the report was conducted by the committee. The committee made, finished it. And so they're the ones who have to sign off on releasing it.